The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, flags fly at half mast in South Africa and US following the death of former South African President Nelson Mandela. NDC joined world leaders to pay tribute to Nelson Mandela. Hardworking farmers to be honored today at National Farmers Day at Sogakope in the Volta region. Political parties salute farmers on the occasion of National Farmers Day. And soil scientists warn Ghana could lose half of its soil potency in the next 20 years if current trend of degradation continues. But first, the summary with Doreen Ampofu.
Former South African President Nelson Mandela has died at age 95. The port says flags are flying at half mast in South Africa and also in the U.S. President Jacob Zuma announced his death last night, describing Mr. Mandela as the greatest man the country has lost. He said flags will continue to fly at half mast until his funeral in about 10 days' time. Crowds are gathering in Johannesburg as world leaders continue to pay tribute to him. About 70 farmers will be awarded today at Sogakope in the Volta region at the National Farmers Day. Our correspondent reports that more people have arrived in the Volta region for the celebration. Political parties have congratulated farmers on the occasion of National Farmers Day. In a statement, the ruling NDC wished farmers the best and pledged the government's commitment to improving the living standards of farmers. And a soil scientist at the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Seth Ganso, has warned that Ghana will in the next 20 years lose half of its soil potency if measures are not taken to check soil degradation. He said pressure from human activities has led to the release of carbon dioxide into the environment, posing a great threat to the soil, and called for measures to curb soil degradation.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. South Africa's first black president and anti-apartheid icon, Nelson Mandela, has died. He died last night in his Johannesburg home at 8:50 GMT. Mr. Mandela, 95, led South Africa's transition from white minority rule in the 1990s after 27 years in prison. He has been receiving intense home-based care for a lung infection after 3 months in hospital. In a statement on South African National TV, Mr. Zuma said Mr. Mandela has departed and was at peace. He said the nation has lost its greatest son.
I wish the South African people who today mourn the loss of the one person who, more than any other, came to embody the of a common national. Our thoughts are with millions of people across the world who embraced Matiba as their own and who saw his cause as their cause. This is the moment of our deepest sorrow. Our nation has lost its greatest son.
South African President Jacob Zuma, in his public address, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he will personally never forget Mr. Mandela's selflessness and commitment towards the fight against apartheid, even way after South Africa had gained freedom from the white oppressors.
I was privileged to meet Nelson Mandela in February 2009. When I thanked him for his life's work, he insisted the credit belonged to others. I will never forget his selflessness and deep sense of shared purpose. Nelson Mandela showed what is possible for our world and within each one of us if we believe, dream and work together for justice and humanity. His moral force was decisive in dismantling the system of apartheid. Remarkably, he emerged from 27-year detention without rancor, determined to build a new South Africa based on dialogue and reconciliation. On behalf of the United Nations, I extend my deepest condolences to Nelson Mandela's family, the people of South Africa, and indeed our global family. Let us continue each day to be inspired by Nelson Mandela's lifelong example, to keep working for a better and more just world. Thank you.
That was UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. U.S. President Barack Obama expressed his condolence to the people of South Africa for the loss of a man he described as a shining example of strength, reconciliation, and peace for the world. He said there may never be another Mandela in the world, but his legacies and virtues must always guide everyone in the pursuit of freedom and justice.
To the people of South Africa, we draw strength from the example of renewal and reconciliation and resilience that you made real. A free South Africa at peace with itself. That's an example for the world, and that's Madiba's legacy to the nation that he loved. We will not likely see the likes of Nelson Mandela again, so it falls to us as best we can for the example that he set, to make decisions guided not by hate, but by love. Never discount the difference that one person can make, to strive for a future that is worthy of his sacrifice. For now, let us pause and give thanks for the fact that Nelson Mandela lived, a man who took history in his hands and bent the arc of the moral universe towards justice. May God bless his memory and keep him in peace.
That was U.S. President Barack Obama.
And as tributes pouring from all parts of the globe on the demise of Nelson Mandela, Radio Ghana brings you a profile of the freedom fighter and tributes from some world-acclaimed personalities that was put together by Rebecca Epe.
It will forever remain an indelible blight on human history that the apartheid crime ever occurred.
The South African anti-apartheid revolutionary and politician Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was given life to 95 years ago. He served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999, the first black South African to become president and the first elected into a fully representative multiracial election. His government focused on dismantling the legacy of apartheid, tackling institutionalized racism, poverty, and inequality while fostering racial reconciliation.
We take this opportunity once more to pay tribute to the millions of Britons who through the years and like others everywhere else in the world stood up to say no to apartheid.
Born into a royal family, Nelson Mandela attended the Fort Hare University and the University of Witwatersrand, where he studied law. Mandela was known as politically an African nationalist and democratic socialist. In his fight against a segregated South Africa, Mandela in 1961 led a bombing campaign against government targets. In 1962, he was arrested, convicted of sabotage and conspiracy to overthrow the government, and sentenced to life imprisonment. He was released from prison after serving 27 years when an international campaign lobbied for his release. Mandela spoke to the BBC a day after his release.
It was breathtaking, that's all I can say.
And your first impressions of the South Africa that you found in this very short time that you've been free?
Well, it's a totally different South Africa.
Mandela became the president of the African National Congress, ANC, a year after his release from prison. He later published his autobiography and led negotiations with President F.W. de Klerk to abolish apartheid and establish multiracial elections in 1994, in which he led the ANC to victory. Both Mandela and F.W. de Klerk later became co-recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize, 1993, for their work in the peaceful termination of the apartheid regime and for laying the foundations for a new democratic South Africa.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come. The moment to bridge the chasms that divide us has come. The time to build is upon us. We have at last achieved our political emancipation. We pledge ourselves to liberate all our people from the continuing bondage of poverty, deprivation, suffering, gender, and other discrimination. We commit ourselves to the construction of a complete, just, and lasting peace. We understand it still that there is no easy road to freedom. We know it well that none of us acting alone can achieve such success. We must therefore act together as a united people.
As president, Mandela focused on a government of national unity. He established a new constitution and initiated the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to investigate past human rights abuses and introduce policies to encourage land reform, combat poverty, and expand healthcare services. Internationally, Mandela acted as a mediator between Libya and the United Kingdom in the Panam Flight 103 bombing trial and oversaw military intervention in Lesotho. Mandela declined to run for a second term as president, and his deputy Thabo Mbeki later became his successor. As an elder statesman and through the Nelson Mandela Foundation, he focused on charitable work in combating poverty and HIV and AIDS. On the other hand, right-wing critics denounced Mandela as a terrorist and communist sympathizer. Nonetheless, Mandela received international acclaim for his anti-colonial and anti-apartheid stance. He received over 250 awards, including the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize, the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom, and the Soviet Order of Lenin. President Jacob Zuma praised Mandela as an embodiment of global transformation.
We extend a special welcome to the Mandela family. They became a symbol of the sacrifices of many who bore the brand of apartheid.
This is how South African High Commissioner to Ghana, Jeanette Ndalbo, sees Mandela.
Nelson Mandela's commitment to human rights, to democracy, was an expression of the rights of the people to choose their leader. So the link between democracy and promotion of human rights should not be lost. Madiba has given us the light as to how we should go about creating more just society, not only in South Africa, but internationally.
America's Queen of Talk, Oprah Winfrey, whose humanitarian service extends to education in South Africa, had the privilege of interviewing Mandela.
I've been referring to it as the interview of a lifetime. For me, it indeed is. I am thrilled that the day has finally arrived. Today, a legend comes to life as we welcome one of the world's great heroes, Nelson Mandela. He is a universal hero, one of the most extraordinary people of all times.
Nelson Mandela is an epitome of peace and social justice in his own country and the world over. U.S. President Barack Obama said Mandela's story is one of unbreakable will, unwavering integrity, and abiding humility. Mandela is highly respected within South Africa and affectionately referred to by his people as Madiba, as an act of honor. The man who said apartheid must not be reformed, it must be uprooted in its entirety, is gone at 95, but will never be forgotten. Mandela remains the South African hero, godfather of the nation, and an inspiration to generations yet to come.
And when I think about the past, the type of things I did, I feel angry. You have a limited time to stay on earth. You must try and use that period for the purpose of transforming your country into what you desire it to be. Democratic, non-racial, non-sexist country. And that was a great task.
That was a profile of the late Nelson Mandela by Rebecca Epe.
And as the world receives the death of Nelson Mandela, we take a look at some world media outlets, how they couched their headlines.
Now, the CNN captions the headline as Nelson Mandela anti-apartheid icon and father of modern South Africa dies. Now it says he was a freedom fighter, statesman, moral compass, and South Africa's symbol of the struggle against racial oppression.
The Voice of America says Nelson Mandela dies at 95. South African President Jacob Zuma announced the death of national icon Nelson Mandela in a somber address late Thursday, December 5, that was instantly beamed around the world.
Now, Al Jazeera says South Africa's first black president and anti-apartheid icon dies after battling chronic lung infection for months. Former South African President Nelson Mandela died peacefully at his Johannesburg home on Thursday after a prolonged lung infection. He was 95.
Now, Reuters says Nelson Mandela, from apartheid fighter to president and unifier, Nelson Mandela guided South Africa from the shackles of apartheid to multiracial democracy as an icon of peace and reconciliation who came to embody the struggle for justice around the world.
Now, Radio France International captions its headline, World Reacts to Mandela's Death. World leaders are paying tribute to the figurehead of South Africa's anti-apartheid movement who led the country into a new era. U.S. President Obama said Mandela embodied the promise of change for the better, while the U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called him a giant for justice.
The New York Times says peaceful liberator of reformed South Africa, Nelson Mandela, who led the emancipation of South Africa from white minority rule and served as his country's first black president, becoming an international emblem of dignity and forbearance, died Thursday night. He was 95.
And back home in Ghana, the Daily Graphic, in three words, simply reports that Mandela is dead.
Former President Jerry John Rawlings says Nelson Mandela was an enigma, yet an icon of true reconciliation. He said few adjectives can do justice to the man who came to embody a unique political culture. Mr. Mandela stood as a symbol of resilience, fortitude, patience, and tolerance. He also exhibited exceptional leadership qualities which will shape and inspire generations to come. In a tribute, President Rawlings said the world has lost not only a statesman, but also a grand pillar of sincerity in global affairs, originality, and one who demonstrated a pure sense of humanity. He expressed his sincere condolences to the family, government, and people of South Africa on the passing of Ghana's dear brother and friend.
Now, the ruling MDC has in a statement expressed its condolences as a party and on behalf of the people of Ghana to the family of the late South African leader Nelson Mandela. The statement, signed by its Deputy General Secretary George Lawson, said Ghanaians will always remember Mr. Mandela for his sterling qualities, which helped South Africa to gain its independence from white colonialists. It said Mr. Mandela was a man who touched people's hearts by his virtue of forgiveness and love to his enemies. It said Mr. Mandela is an icon who will always be remembered for his fight against apartheid, adding that today the whites are coexisting peacefully with the blacks in South Africa. He said Ghana has learned a lot from the virtues of Mr. Mandela, popularly known as Madiba, meaning teacher. Now we have on the line the Deputy General Secretary of the MDC, George Lawson, to clarify the statement. Mr. Lawson, you're welcome to Radio Ghana News.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, how would the MDC feel, or how is the MDC feeling about Mr. Mandela's death as per the statement?
Very, very sad. Very, very sad. Africa again has lost a great son. This is a man who fought, who fought for equality, who fought against racial segregation, racial discrimination. This is a man who fought for democratic and free society. This is a unique politician whose contribution to the human race cannot be quantified. This is a man who always talked about national reconciliation, despite all the atrocities that was mentioned to him. He came out praised about for people, the people of South Africa to be united, black, white, whatever. This is somebody who has brought a nation that was a divided nation together. Somebody who has also brought the world, taught the world about forgiveness, about how to bring about peace. So today, our hearts go out to the people of South Africa, Mrs. Gracia Mandela, the children, the entire Mandela family, and our counterpart, Social Democrat counterpart in South Africa, that is the ANC, the African National Congress. He's Madiba, a very courageous man. A man who has paid his, who has done his duty or paid his contribution, or as he himself said when he was asked How would you want people to describe him or to remember him? He said, and I quote, "Here lies the man who has done his duty."
Mr. Lawson.
Yes.
You have indeed made your statement about how the party feels about the death of Mr. Mandela. I would want to thank you very much for your time for this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: flags fly at half mast in South Africa and other parts of the world following the death of former South African President Nelson Mandela. NDC joins world leaders to pay tribute to Nelson Mandela. Hardworking farmers to be honored today at National Farmers Day at Sogakope in the Volta region. Political parties salute farmers on the occasion of National Farmers Day. And soil scientists warns Ghana could lose half of its soil potency in the next 20 years if current trend of degradation continues. We are back shortly.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The chairman of the 2013 National Farmers Day Planning Committee, Dr. Alhassan Ahmed Yakubu, says this year's Farmers Day, to be held today in Sogakope in the Volta region, is to ensure that the award winners have a feel of diverse cultural values. Mr. Alhassan Ahmed Yakubu is also a Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture. Said distinguished farmers will be honored this year. He also talked about the criteria for selecting the overall best farmer.
National Farmers Day is routinely moving from one cultural environment to the other in the form of the 10 regions in the country, and I believe the 10 of the Volta region this time around, so that awardees can sample the differences that exist within the country. And secondly, for every region to have the privilege or the right to host the National Farmers Day, so that we can all have a cultural meet at the end of the day.
Now let's talk about the awardees. How many farmers and fishers are expected to be awarded?
We have 80 awardees. That includes farmers, some extension staff, and then research scientists who have contributed significantly to the agricultural sector. So in all, we have 80 awardees.
Doctor, what has been the criteria for selecting the award winners?
Well, the general criteria, particularly for the top award, will normally include diversity of the individual farmer's enterprise, scale of the farmer and his farm, then also to what extent is technology, science and technology informing his production and productivity, particularly what impact the person makes with other farmers in delivering influence so that farms around his farm can also improve in productivity. And community service, because we expect that when somebody succeeds in the business, his community, he must put something back in his community.
Now, the Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture and Chairman of the 2013 Farmers Day Planning Committee, Dr. Alhassan Ahmed Yakubu.
And as the people of the Volta region brace for the celebration that will get underway this morning, our correspondent George Ankra says officials of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, the Ghana Standards Authority and other stakeholders are ready to make the day a success.
Every successful event is based on adequate preparation and organization. Indeed, that has been done and arrangements for the event are complete. The only fear some of us have is that it may possibly rain, because I've been told that 2 days ago, Sogakope had intensive rain, showing God's continuous blessing on our land. But I see the 29th National Farmers Day as a very unique one because of the number of new farmers-based organizations who are participating and the number of improved research findings they have up their sleeves. You may recall that about 3 or 2 years ago, there was this water hyacinth on the Volta Lake which threatened aquaculture. A group made up of the youth and assembly member called the Agave Apadome Compost Manure Group have converted the water hyacinth, which was supposed to be a risk, into a compost organic manure which they are using to grow vegetables for the local restaurants and chop bars, as well as for the homes. I want to use this opportunity to appeal to the management of GBC and other media organizations to create space for the agriculture sector. And if in a week we are able to interview farmer-based organizations and what they are doing in 2 slots in 1 week, we could support the agriculture sector so that the other media houses and the print media should follow suit.
Have you been-
That was our correspondent, George Ankra in Sogakope. Meanwhile, the MPP has congratulated farmers and fishers on the occasion of the 29th Farmers' Day. The party expressed its gratitude to the critical role they play to ensure food security in the country. In a statement, the MPP said it is unhappy that all the promises the NDC made in its manifesto in the run-up to the 2012 elections, including the modernization of agriculture, as well as ensuring that living standards of farmers are improved, have ended up being just mere rhetoric. It adds that the imposition of taxes on agriculture implements a reliable supply of inputs to farmers, the politicization of mass cocoa spraying exercise, among others, have all contributed to the dwindling fortunes of Ghana's agricultural sector. The statement concludes that the only way that a living standard of farmers can be guaranteed is to ensure that there is significant productivity, improvement in agriculture, food security, and economic prosperity for farmers.
And the MPC extends its warmest facilitation to farmers and fishermen in Ghana on the occasion of the Farmers' Day celebration, which falls today. A statement signed by the General Secretary of the party, Johnson Isiedu Nketiah, said the nation will forever commend and appreciate farmers' invaluable contribution to agriculture, the mainstay of the country's economy. It reiterates that it is in recognition of the tireless efforts and contribution of farmers and fishermen that the NDC government has committed itself to making agriculture an attractive venture through modernization. The NDC government therefore will not renege on its promise under the Better Ghana agenda.
A soil scientist at the Soil Department of the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Seth Danso, says Ghana will in the next 20 years lose half of its soil potency if measures are not taken to check soil degradation. He said pressure from human activities has led to the release of carbon dioxide into the environment, posing a great threat to the soil. Professor Danso gave the warning at this year's World Soil Day celebration in Accra.
And the news, a look again at the main stories. Former South African President Nelson Mandela has died at age 95. Crowds are gathering in Johannesburg as world leaders continue to pay tribute to Mandela. About 70 farmers will be awarded today at Sokakope in the Volta region and the National Farmers' Day. Our correspondent reports that all are set for the celebration, and a soil scientist at the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Seth Granso, has warned that Ghana will in the next 20 years lose half of its soil potency if measures are not taken to check soil degradation. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofo
and Abraham Donko in Accra.